time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. A Jefferson County jury deliberated for almost 4 hours Thursday before finding 21-year-old John Wells of Mount Vernon guilty of first-degree murder and attempted armed robbery in connection with the January 2017 shooting death of DeAndre Jackson. The prosecution presented evidence that Wells fired 13 shots at Jackson while he was attempting to get away from a botched robbery at Dayton Teeth and Conger. Jackson reportedly was carrying a bag that had several jars full of cannabis. Defense attorney Matt Vaughn questioned the credibility of the prosecution's eyewitness, noting that they were criminals also involved in Jackson's death. A total of 8 people have been charged in connection with Jackson's murder, 3 of them, LaKedrion Russell, Deon Frazier, and Curtis Devin, pled guilty earlier in lesser charges with an agreement to testify for the prosecution. Wells faces between 45 years to life in prison when sentenced at a date still to be set. A pre-sentence investigation was ordered. In other news, the Fairfield Memorial Hospital will be holding a book fair on Monday, March 26th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Medical Arts Complex Community Education Room. Everyone is invited to come and purchase from hundreds of new books and gifts up to 70% off. This would be a great time to find special items for those Easter baskets, graduation, Mother's Day, and more. 20% of all proceeds from your purchase at the book fair are donated to the FMH Foundation and the FMH Skilled Care Activities to help fund activities for the residents. Illinois State Police District 19 Commander Captain Corey Risfed announced that troopers will conduct an occupant restraint enforcement patrol in Wayne, White, and Hamilton counties during March. OREPs allow the ISP to focus on safety belt and child safety seat laws. Illinois law requires all vehicle passengers front and back to be buckled up. Safety belts are still one of the most effective safety devices in vehicles, estimated to save nearly 14,000 lives each year. Half of the vehicle occupants killed in traffic crashes were not properly buckled up. The objective of this program is to increase occupant restraint compliance through education, child seat inspections, and enforcement.
Whether you're a farmer, construction worker, or work in the oil fields, one thing is certain. Demanding jobs require special tires. Cherry Street Automotive in Carmi has the right tire for the job. Firestone Destination MT2. These Firestone off-road tires are built to handle the demands of getting workers to places others never go. Cherry Street Automotive also offers four-wheel alignment to help extend the life of your new tires. Ask about the Firestone Destination MT2 at Cherry Street Automotive in Carmi today.
The 30th annual Wayne County Scholastic Bowl was held last night on the campus of Frontier Community College. Center Street went undefeated and won the championship game against Sisney last evening. Center Street posted wins over Sisney on Friday morning, Jasper, New Hope, and then Sisney in the championship game by a final score of 145-90. The Center Street Scholastic Bowl team is coached by Angie Hout. Sisney came in second as they defeated New Hope in the third place game by a final score of 110-100. The third place in championship games were broadcast on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. The Edwards County High School Varsity Scholastic Bowl earned fourth place at the Southern Illinois Academic Conference end-of-the-year tournament on Thursday night. The Lions defeated Murfreesboro in the first match, were defeated by Carbondale, and lost to Marion in the final match of the night. Hallie Merbarger led score with 8 toss-ups. Adam Grimes buzzed for 3. Lucas Busy, Elias Cook, Emily Need, and Jack Krause each contributed 2. Brianna Robinson rounded out the team. Hallie Merbarger was named to the SIAC All-Conference team. The Lions are next in action when they host the IHSA Regional Tournament in Albin Monday night beginning at 4:30. The Fairfield Community High School Varsity Scholastic team captured second place in the Southern Illinois Academic Conference Tournament on Thursday night. FCHS went 3-1 on the night. Senior Sam Beach was named to the first team all-conference. FCHS defeated Mount Vernon and Marion. They fell in the championship to Carbondale. Answering toss-ups for FCHS were Sam Beach with 21, Ethan Kakak with 3, Cody Todd and Amber Clark each with 2, Chloe Hodges with 1. Also participating for FCHS were Cody Galthorpe, Cassidy Hayes, and Hannah Odom. FCHS improves to 43-14 on the year. They will be in action again today in the state Masonic tournament in Bloomington. In other news, 27-year-old Carissa M. Nino Taylor of Millshoals was arrested Thursday on failure to appear warrant on a DUI charge. Bond was $595. Harry Z. Strange, 30, of Flora, was arrested Thursday on failure to appear warrant for theft. Bond was $575. Cole R. Savage, 19, of Albin, was arrested on a Wayne County warrant charging him with burglary. Bond is set at $2,020. Jerry R. Ewing, 32, of Fairfield, was arrested early Friday morning on a charge of domestic battery. Fairfield City Police made the arrest. Bond is to be set. Also arrested early Friday morning was Robert J. Kronovich, 47, of Fairfield, on charges of aggravated battery and domestic battery. Bond is to be set by a judge. Carmine City Police report the arrest Thursday of Kyle A. Puckett, 24, of Carmine, on charges of driving on a suspended license, driving without insurance, and possession of a small amount of suspected marijuana. Puckett was arrested following a traffic stop at 7th and Fackney Street, bond $150. And Timothy A. Wilson, 21, of Crossville, was arrested Thursday by Carmine Police on a charge of driving on a suspended license, bond $150. In other news, a Wilson County, Tennessee jury deliberated for just over an hour Friday afternoon before finding suspected serial killer Bruce D. Mendenhall of Albin, Illinois, guilty of first-degree murder. The judge immediately sentenced Mendenhall to life in prison for the June 6, 2017 murder of Samantha D. Winters, 48, of Lebanon, Tennessee. Winters' nude body was found stuffed into a garbage can at the Pilot Travel Center in Lebanon, Tennessee. She had been shot in the head. Investigators say Mendenhall will be back in Wilson County Criminal Court in April to be sentenced on a conviction of abuse of a corpse as part of his conviction in the Winters' murder. An over-the-road truck driver, the 66-year-old Mendenhall, had already been sentenced to life in prison for the June 25, 2007 slaying of Sarah Nicole Holbert. Holbert's body found at a Nashville truck stop. She had been sexually assaulted and shot in the head. Mendenhall drew an additional 30-year prison sentence for trying to hire two fellow inmates to kill witnesses waiting to testify in the Holbert case. A search of Mendenhall's truck in the Holbert case turned up a shocking inventory of objects. Court documents revealed there were numerous gun cartridges, a rifle, tape, a nightstick, latex gloves, handcuffs, and over 300 items of interest. When forensic experts examined the items in the truck, they found the DNA of five different women. At the present, Mendenhall has been formally charged in connection with the death of two other women. The next trial is expected to be in Indianapolis for the shooting death of Karma Purpura of Indiana. After that, he is expected to stand trial in Alabama for the slaying of Lucille Carter, 44, of Birmingham, Alabama. Investigators also have said that Mendenhall remains a suspect in at least two other deaths, including one in Lake Station, Indiana. Mendenhall is currently serving his two life sentences at the maximum security Riverbend State Prison near Nashville, Tennessee. In other news, the Sisney FFA members Jackie Billington, Maddie Bowen, Connor Brack, Bailey Hacker, Lexi Locke, and Grace Milligan finished as the first place novice team at the Section 23 Preliminary Procedure Leadership Development event held Thursday, March 1, 2018 at Richland County High School. Individual honors include first place chair, Bailey Hacker, first place secretary, and third place overall floor member, Maddie Bowen, fourth place overall floor member, Lexi Locke, and fifth place overall floor member, Grace Milligan. The varsity team of George Riley Gill, Malcolm Levi, Bailey Lewis, Julia Konopasek, Kaylee Konopasek, and Sarah Tim took second place team. Kaylee Konopasek received second place chair, Lewis was named second place secretary, and first place overall floor member went to George Riley Gill. The teams now advance to SIU Carbondale for the district competition later in March.
Is your home trapped in a time warp? Looks like it's time to buy new furniture. Come to Rush Appliance and Furniture with two locations to serve you. We can furnish your entire home. We carry furniture for every room in your house, whether you need a new bedroom set, mattresses, a living room sofa, or even a formal dining room table. No need to go to a big box store for your appliances. From ranges and refrigerators to deep freezers, dishwashers, and more, we have all the appliances you need. Stop in and see what's new today.
Crude oil is at $54.25, unchanged since yesterday. 73-year-old McLeansboro resident Johnny Lee Brockett died Friday morning, March 2nd, at his home. He had been a laborer for CSX Railroad. Survivors include two daughters, Andrea Cantrell and husband Doug of McLeansboro, and April Brockett and fiancé Travis Green of McLeansboro, a son, Alan Brockett of O'Fallon, Illinois, three grandchildren, Justin Cantrell and wife, Cisha of Mount Vernon, Illinois, Jonathan Cantrell of Salt Lake City, Utah, and Madeline Cantrell of McLeansboro, two great-grandchildren, Makina Grace and Chase Cantrell, a sister, Janet Fultrell, and husband Larry of McLeansboro, two nephews, a number of cousins, two cats, Cookie and Blackie. Funeral services for Johnny Lee Brockett will be held 11 a.m. Tuesday, March 6th at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro with burial at the Braden Valley Cemetery at Dale. Visitation will be from 6 to 8 Monday evening, March 5th at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. 78-year-old Belle Prairie, Illinois resident William T. Ross died 10:35 p.m. Wednesday, February 28th at Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro. He worked as a machinist for Caterpillar of Joliet, a U.S. Navy veteran. He served during the Vietnam era. He was a member of the St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Piopolis. Survivors include his wife, Sandra L. Rost of Belle Prairie, a son, William Anthony Tony Rost, and wife, Tina, a step-granddaughter, Megan Link, and husband, Levi, and a sister, Doris May Smith of McLeansboro. Funeral services for William T. Rost will be 10 a.m., Wednesday, March 7th, at St. John Baptist Catholic Church in Piopolis, with burial at St. John Baptist Catholic Cemetery at Piopolis, with military rites conducted by the American Legion Post 106 and a Navy Honor Team. Visitation will be 6 to 8 Tuesday evening, March 6th, at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, with prayer service at 7 p.m. The Harry Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of all the arrangements. For WFIW, this is Heath Lyons signing off.
Get what you want and nothing else when you order a la carte internet from Wabash Communications. Wabash Communications is now able to offer a la carte internet called broadband only with fast download and upload speeds, reliable service, and unlimited data usage. No phone services required for our broadband only plans. Our broadband only menu includes packages up to 1 gig download. Call us at 665-3311 now to order. Service availability and internet speed will depend on location. Contact us for details.
Time now for a look at sports. In high school sports, FCHS held its Winter Sports Award program Thursday night. In boys basketball, Brian Estes received the free throw award, Wyatt Gilbert the defensive award, and Kobe Adag the rebounding award. Dag was also named the Elks offensive MVP and the Outlook TV king of the court. In addition, he was named to the All-Black Diamond Conference team. Brandon Lane was named Freshman Most Improved, and Luke Dagg, JV Most Improved. On the girls' side, the free throw award went to Leah Bowers. The rebounding award went to Kinsey Kolak. The defensive award went to Kyler Slover. And the Jerry Zerlini Mental Toughness Award to Mackenzie Conrad. Slover was named Team MVP, and Rachel Jennings was named the Outlook TV Queen of the Court. Brittany Titzer was named JV Most Improved. For wrestling, Theron Stewart was named MVP, Ike Downen Most Improved, and Alex Ratecki Newcomer of the Year. In national sports in the NBA, the Magic defeated the Pistons 115-106, 76ers over the Hornet 110-99, Warriors conquered the Hawks 114-109, Raptors took a bite out of the Wizards 102-95, the Bulls gored the Mavericks 108-100, Nuggets beat the Grizzlies 108-102, Pacers over the Bucks 103-96, Thunder struck the Suns 124-116, the Jazz danced all over the Timberwolves 116-108, and the Clippers beat the Knicks 128-105. In the NHL, the Canadiens stomped the Islanders 6-3, the Panthers mauled the Sabres 4-1, Hurricanes swept the Devils 3-1, Jets soared past the Red Wings 4-3, Avalanche crushed the Wild 7-1, Rangers beat the Flames 3-1, Predators preyed on the Canucks, 4-3. The Senators defeated the Golden Knights, 5-4, and the Ducks swam past the Blue Jackets, 4-2. In the NCAA, Michigan State beat Wisconsin, 63-60. Penn State over Ohio State, 69-68. Michigan beat Nebraska, 77-58. Southern Illinois beat Missouri State, 76-63. And Illinois State over Indiana State, 77-70. Time now for your Classic Hits forecast. Today, sunny with a high near 54. Tonight, clear with a low around 31. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 55. Tomorrow night, a 50% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 39. Monday, showers likely, high near 51 with a low around 36. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 51 and a low around 32. We have your local news, weather, and sports. We're your Classic Hits station, where WFIW, 104.9 FM.